After winning 8 games straight, the New Orleans Saints now turn their attention to the West Coast. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap starts right now. The New Orleans Saints are back in the practice field as they prepare now for a huge matchup this weekend against the Los Angeles Rams. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome in, everybody, to the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Well, John, it's 8 straight now. The Saints back to work, and wow, what a test they have this weekend in Los Angeles.
Yeah, the Rams, even though they lost last week, they're leading that division, the NFC West, and so they're going to be a formidable team. They are not the same Rams team that the Saints housed here 49-21 last year. Totally different team, and it shows not just in the standings, but in their play.
At the same time, there's still a massive buzz in this building and around the city right now as to how the Saints pulled off that win this past weekend at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And with those 8 straight wins now under their belts, Drew Brees is pleased to see his team move into the next stretch of the season with a variety of experiences already had.
It does give us a lot of confidence because we understand that each game at times is played a little bit differently depending on your opponent, depending on how, you know, they're defending you or what have you. And when you do win in a lot of different ways, no matter what the scenario in a game, you feel like, hey, we've been here before. We know how to win this game. You know, there's just a belief and a confidence.
All right, J.D., we've got some news for everyone on this Wednesday. First of all, head coach Sean Payton announced the signing of 2 players, at least that we know of on the defensive side.
Yeah, they brought in 2 cornerbacks. Sterling Moore, everybody's familiar with him. He was a Saint last season and started the season with him this year before he was released October 25th. He's back, and also Dexter McDougal, late of the Eagles, so he's accustomed to winning this season.
Yeah, both Moore and McDougal talked today about this situation, coming in kind of midstream and getting ready to play right away.
And it literally felt like I was here yesterday. I mean, it didn't feel like I've missed a beat. I mean, everything's pretty much the same. Like I said, I have a close relationship with a lot of these guys. I talk to a lot of them, you know, daily for the most part. So it's like I've been here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, just that comes with just studying and studying the playbook, which I'm going to do, you know, as soon as I, you know, leave this locker room, as soon as I get home, man. I know, just got to work double time and, you know, just be as prepared as I can be for Sunday.
Yeah, it's pretty much a terminology deal. I mean, you know, running into some of the similar stuff, or is it pretty much a terminology deal?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely terminology, but just playing with new guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to get on the same page, and, you know, that's huge on defense, so definitely terminology. But also, you know, just getting a feel for the guys, you know, what they like in certain situations. It all plays a role, so it's going to take reps.
JD, we'll get to the guys that didn't practice today here shortly, but we do know this. A couple of guys are back from injury. That's really good news, especially for the Saints defense.
Yeah, they've needed these guys. A.J. Klein, linebacker, he's been out a game, injured his ankle, and certainly having him back will help. Kenny Vaccaro injured his groin, safety. He missed 2 games, and we saw the results of that defensively for the Saints.
Yeah, Kenny has not missed 2 games back-to-back like this. He said it took some getting used to, but it also allowed him to do some watching and preparing for a team like Los Angeles this week.
But yeah, they do take shots. It's all predicated off their run game with Todd Gurley. Everything runs through him. They're going to run you. They're going to take your play-action shots. He's got to make sure you stay on top of Sammy Watkins.
You're a guy who can't stand the missed time. How tough is it to watch?
It was tough, but, I mean, when you're winning, everything's better. It was my first time in my career that I missed 2 weeks, like, back-to-back. I'm out for maybe a week, a game, and then I come back the next week. So it was tough, but at the same time, like I was telling him, I could have played last week, but they want to hold me out 1 more week to make sure I was 100. And it worked out well. I feel really good today.
Let's go back to the offensive side of the football, J.D. You know, another week, another great conversation about the Saints running backs, especially Mark Ingram.
You know, these guys are going to need a U-Haul to carry all these awards around. Mark Ingram, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, named by the NFL. And Mark's having a phenomenal season, and it's hard to believe he's at this point considering the slowness of the way he started the first couple of games. He might have had basically about 140, 50 yards after the first 2 games, and he has exploded here of late.
A rare thing for him in any part of the NFL is to get that award, Player of the Week, in back-to-back seasons. Mark Ingram has now done that with regard to this season and, of course, last.
It's all good, man, but I really feel like it's my teammates' award, my offensive lineman, my fullback, the tight ends, the receivers. I feel like it's their award. I can't do the kind of games I've been having without them, so I feel like they deserve the credit. I feel like they deserve the spotlight just because they've been playing so well.
Last thing, John, is this is Wednesday. We get our first look at the football team as they start a new week. It is awfully early in the week, so I don't read a whole lot into this, but what did we learn about the open period of practice today?
Well, we did not see cornerback Marshawn Lattimore on the team during that portion, so that doesn't bode well. Now, of course, you know, the injury report will be out, and we'll see a little bit later in the week, but he wasn't out there during the portion that we saw, and we know that he injured that ankle in the last game and was unable to play in the second half, so, you know, doesn't look great for Marshawn right now. Also know that Teron Armstead wasn't out there. Now, you know, the left tackle, we think this is just going to be a maintenance issue with Teron the entire season, where he probably won't practice on Wednesdays. He'll get back out there on Thursdays, get in some more reps on Friday, and play on Sunday. He's extremely tough. He's a guy who does not like to let his teammates down, so I think it's just going to be a maintenance issue with him.
All right, we'll always check that injury list, too, at NewOrleansSaints.com and on your Saints mobile app. And as John mentioned, as the week progresses, that report becomes more finite and, of course, more important. Tomorrow's a workday for the New Orleans Saints. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. We'll be with you tomorrow, that's for sure, because the Saints are on the field, and so therefore a New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap for you on Thursday. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.